After days of massing troops and weapons, the government assaulted rebel-held neighborhoods with tanks, helicopters, and artillery, as heard in an amateur video uploaded to YouTube. Mohammed Saeed, a spokesman for the opposition's Syrian Revolution General Commission, says over Skype that the rebels held their ground.
The troops tried to attack Salah Al-Din Square, but these troops couldn't do anything. But the Syrian army could attack the government army, and more than two tanks now are destroyed.
Activists disputed government claims that its troops had retaken Salah Al-Din. The UN estimates that fighting has driven nearly 10% of Aleppo's 2.5 million residents from their homes. Dr. Nael Hariri of the University of Aleppo Hospital is caring for some who are sheltering in schools and parks.
The regime now proves that he has no red line, no limit, and now we're looking toward maybe hundreds of thousands of people who are going to be evacuated from Aleppo. The regions where they are sheltered are going to be attacked again, so they have to move to another region.
Observers point out that the forces in the battle for Aleppo are mismatched and their goals and tactics are different. Elias Hanna is a military analyst and retired Lebanese general. He says that if the rebels survive to fight another day, then they win. And even if the government wins on the battlefield, it's likely to lose in the arena of public opinion.
If you want to go into Aleppo and you destroy and you kill, you turn the people against you in a certain period of time. And also the international opinion, even Russia. And if you fail, you will lose Aleppo. Losing Aleppo, it's a major blow because you are losing the second center of gravity for the regime.
Hanna predicts that the rebels will have to continue their hit-and-run tactics for some time. As they're politically divided, they have no safe havens, and they're not getting the heavy weapons they need from the U.S., Saudi Arabia, Qatar, or Turkey.
I don't see really an ascending kind of equipping, training, and arming this Free Syrian army, because everybody is following what we call low-cost strategy. Leave it for itself. It's going to fall from inside.
Over the weekend, Abdelbaset Sida, head of the opposition Syrian National Council, appealed for foreign assistance. He said that if foreign friends fail to help, they will bear responsibility for the outcome of fighting in Aleppo. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beirut.